It's 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I'm in a warehouse off the main runway at the Ketchikan International Airport. The trucks, plows, hoses, and other airport equipment have been moved, and there's a pile of headless, handless, footless dummies on the cement floor.
What we're probably going to do is get in the bus and get all that stuff, and we'll go down to the site.
The airport is putting on an emergency drill to test the community's response to a simulated plane crash. I'm one of a few dozen people who have volunteered to be victims. Most of the victims are students from the high school and the middle school. They get class credit for community service. But to be honest, most of them are here for the makeup.
Okay, who wants to have serious wounds on this side? Minor wounds on that side.
There's a team of makeup artists, and they have tubs of flesh-colored putty and bruise-colored makeup for the exercise. For fake blood, they use peanut butter dyed red. The line for serious wounds is significantly longer than the minor wounds line.
So I need somebody who can stand the cold, doesn't mind showing their chest, and is willing to take their shoes off. All right, you said you will. Come here.
There's a wide range of injuries. Bloody noses, deep gashes, internal bleeding, severe shock, contusions, head trauma. There are even two high school seniors playing pregnant women in shock-induced labor and a severed arm.
What did you guys get?
Lame.
Lame?
I got something in my leg.
I've got a spine injury and diarrhea and vomiting. Because I think I can simulate. She's got a stick in her head. Ouch.
Preparing the wounds takes almost 2 hours. We sit, chat, and eat while we wait. Around 9, Adam Archibald, the airport security coordinator who is directing the drill, gives us some instructions.
When the responders are coming down to you, play the part.
We load up on a yellow school bus, and they take us down to a gravel parking lot below the runway. We wait. After some time, they tell all the people who can walk to get off the bus. With a leg wound, I limp outside. It takes a few minutes for the first responders to get there. The airport fire truck is first on the scene, and several firefighters wearing silver suits and gas masks get out and unravel a hose. They squirt down the bus with foamy white fire retardant. The mobile victims outside limp and laugh away from the spray. We're directed up the hill, back to the warehouse where the donuts, banana bread, and coffee are located. We hang out for a while, waiting for more responders to come to us. Our injuries are less serious, and we are second priority.
First, the thought is if you're able to get up and walk and move all the way up here, you're going to be okay for a little while longer. As soon as they get the extra person to come up here and greet you guys, they'll have somebody up here, okay?
After a while, EMS come. I have a penetrating leg wound. There's a piece of debris lodged in my leg below my knee. It's actually a piece of broken chopstick. The instructions I received direct me to express major complaints of pain on the scene and at the hospital. I take some creative liberties.
Do you remember what happened?
No. There's a plane crash. We had sushi on the plane.
You had sushi?
Yeah, we had sushi with chopsticks, and that's what's in my leg.
Okay, a lot of creative liberty. I'm probably the whiniest victim in the entire drill.
Please give me medication. Somebody give me something. I'm in so much pain. I can't walk. I'm.
Okay. Who's the next one to go?
They strap me in a gurney and load me into the ambulance. I'm whisked to the hospital.
I need medication.
I'm quickly processed in the emergency room and sent to surgery. I wait in the lobby among other victims. Our clothes are torn, cut open by medical scissors. Our bruises are not fading, but our fake flesh wounds are falling off, and we all smell a little bit like peanut butter. We're given more snacks and water and told to sit for a while. We swap war stories. We rub off our makeup. We wonder what happened to the rest of the victims. Who would have gotten airlifted to Seattle? Who would still be at the airport? Who would have been sent to the morgue? We sit quietly after a while. There was more laughter than anything during the drill. Where there would have been pain, sobbing, and hysteria in real life, there was play, singing, and hilarity. A phrase often repeated throughout the day was, in real life. In real life, we might not have been so patient.
It really hurts. Oh, God, ow!
Hang in there.
Ow!
Is that medication working?
No, it's not.
In Ketchikan, I'm Megan Peterson.